it's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
The hottest Knicks tape you'll find online. Knicks all day. We bleed blue and orange. This is Knicks Fan TV, your one-stop shop for the ultimate New York Knicks fan experience.
Throws it down.
News, rumors, debates. Post-game live streams featuring live callers.
Let's go Knicks, baby!
And now, your host, CP, the NY Fanatic.
Yo, salute to Knicks Nation on this Tuesday afternoon. Elimination Tuesday, Closeout Tuesday. This is a special edition of KFTV Live presented by Underdog Fantasy, man. I told you guys all playoffs we were coming with some heat. And today's show is another one, man. We got Big Perk in the building. Kendrick Perkins on Knicks Fan TV. Big Perk, welcome to KFTV, man.
Man, it's about damn time. Hey, CP, man, I appreciate you having me on. The Knicks fan, Knicks fans embracing me with great passion. Hey, man, keep up the great job, my brother.
Absolutely, man. It's great to have you on, but I got to let you notice, you know, the fan base, they've been rocking with you, Perk, because they say, yo, Big Perk been rocking with us from the beginning. Yeah. You went on First Take. You called yourself the governor. But this is the number one show for the fans by the fans, Big Perk. So before you can officially be stamped, you got to come to the number one show for the fans by the fans, talk to the fans, and let them know. So this is kind of like your confirmation hearing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I had to check in.
You got to check in.
And I'm okay with that. But I didn't call myself the governor, okay? Tracy Morgan gave me that name. I didn't call myself the governor.
All right.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Tracy gave me the name, and damn it, I embraced it with open arms. But I don't mind checking in. I don't mind paying homage. I know what I got to do, you know what I mean?
Fair enough.
I got to check in one time.
Fair enough. Everybody in the chat, throw a Big Perk in the chat to salute Big Perk. So, Perk, man, like I said, all season long, there's been a lot of detractors. You know, Becky Hammon questioning Brunson. The TNT guys, they're not even watching the tape, except for Ernie. Shout out to Ernie. We rock with him. Stephen A. Shannon. But all year, you stood on 10 toes. You rocked with us. What made you believe in this team, man?
You know what? Because this is a team, I feel like the culture and identity of this team would never go away. And when I watch this team, you know, being built, watching these players around Tom Thibodeau, who I won a championship with, who I shared a locker room with, I know what type of man and type of coach he is. I know what type of time he put in behind the scenes for us punching in the clock. And they surrounded him with a group of players that one is going to compete every single night, right? Like, you're going to miss shots, right? This is a make or miss league. Yeah. You're going to miss shots. But the one thing that you can't replace is heart. And when you watch the makeup of this team, I feel like it's a family, right? I feel like it's a family, the way that guys have each other back. And I love a team that is not afraid of embarrassment. They're not afraid of getting crossed over. They're not afraid of getting dunked on. That means that they're not afraid of defending on the wing, and they're not afraid of challenging shots at the basket. And when you see a team that leads the league or one of the best teams in the league for its offensive rebounding, I could relate to, because I was one of those guys that was getting that shit out the mud. And so when I'm watching these guys punch in the clock, playing the same way, playing their style day in and day out, I was like, hold on, this Knicks team is really standing on business. They bought their life.
Absolutely, no question about it. And one of those guys that is leading the charge is your man, Big Body Brunson. We call him Captain Clutch over here. Number 11, came out the gates a little bit slow in this series. But talk about it, man. What have you seen from Jalen Brunson in these last two in Philly, man?
You know what's crazy, CP, is that during the football season, all we was hearing about because of Brock Purdy was he a game manager or a game changer, right? And I look at Big Body Brunson, and he's both of them. If you want a game manager, he's going to play at his pace. He's going to play at his style. He's going to get off the ball when need be, when the trap, like the way he sees the floor, don't get enough recognition.
Yeah.
And if you want a game changer, he could light your ass up for 40. Doing it his way.
Yeah.
Meaning floaters in the lane, pull us from the mid-range, tray balls, however you want it, finishing at the basket through contact, however you want it, he could give it to you. And he could close games in the fourth quarter. And on top of that, it was one moment this season where I saw his leadership skill, his leadership poke out more so than ever. It was during a regular season game, I can't even recall, but something happened on the inbound play. They was taking the ball out, and one of his teammates took the ball out and passed it in. I think it was Precious Achiuwa. And what ended up happening was it was actually Jalen Brunson's fault. And Tom Thibodeau was getting on Precious about the turnover, and Jalen Brunson went to Tibbs and was like, nah, chill. That was on me. And I was like, you know what? That's a guy I want to rock with. That's a guy I could rock with right there. And so when you think about the accountability level, when you think about Rick Brunson being on that bench and getting on Jalen's ass when he feel like he's complaining to the ref so much, you know what I'm saying, to just go play basketball, I'm like, hold on, man. They got something different over there.
Yeah. Yeah, and you spoke to it, the accountability. And that's so important, especially playing here in New York. He never gets too high, never gets too low, and always puts himself first in front of the camera and says, listen, I got to be better. We got to be better. And he comes out and shows it, because the recovery in games 3 and 4, he averaged 43 points a game, 11 assists on 50% shooting from the field. I had Stephon Marbury on the show, and we talked about his struggles in games 1 and game 2. And Steph talked about, you know, Jalen having to make quicker decisions off those pick and rolls, stop probing, and just step into his shots. And in these games 3 and 4, he shredded that drop coverage with Joel Embiid. I mean, they were targeting Joel Embiid on every possession. Then he also got into some good isolation possessions against Tyrese Maxey, a weaker defender. What do you think, you know, in this game 5, what is the adjustment that Philadelphia can make here? Is it more zone? Is it, you know, stronger help from the wings? What do you think?
Well, they can. They didn't throw the kitchen sink at the New York Knicks, and they responded in great fashion. And look, I wasn't too worried about games 1 and 2 for us, you know, big body Brunson struggling, because, you know, you got to think about it, right? It was an adjustment period for him as well. I thought Nick Nurse came out with a hell of a game plan.
Yeah.
He started, you know, Kelly Oubre on him. They were picking him up 94 feet. They were leaning on Jalen Brunson. Then you come in with Nicholas Batum. Then all of a sudden, what JB done? He went back, watched some film, got better, him and Tom Thibodeau, and said, you know what? We're going to figure out ways to get you easier baskets and get you attacking downhill. Now, here's the thing. Role players are going to play better at home. We saw that. Josh Hart, in my opinion, the first 2 games was the best Knick player on the floor. No disrespect to Big Body Brunson.
Yeah.
When you go on the road, that's when you need your superstars to take you home. And that's when Jalen Brunson elevated his game. Jalen Brunson, let me say this. All season long, Jalen Brunson has been getting ready for playoff basketball. You know why? Because we've heard sound bites from Mike Brown. We heard sound bites from who else was it? Was it
Jamal Mosley?
Jamal Mosley.
Spoelstra.
Yeah, Eric Spoelstra. And they were talking about, you know, how they basically were showing their hand because they had to pull out defensive, like playoff schemes defensively to stop him. Yeah. So he's been seeing traps. It's just, you know, for him to see the ball go in, that was it. And you know, now he got his swag back. Never said he lost it, but it's a different type of swag, and especially with Embiid poking the bat the other day, because I was like, okay, yeah. JB. Like, we don't never really see him show emotions
right.
when he going to check somebody for throwing the elbow. I'm like, hell yeah.
He checked him. He checked him.
Yeah.
Absolutely, man. Once again, we're talking a big perk. Salute to everybody in the chat once again. We got over 1,500 people, 2,000 people on the check-in right now. Throw a big perk in the chat. Lunchtime edition of KFTV, man. Elimination Tuesday. We are talking Knicks, Sixers. Hit that like button, hit the share button, and subscribe to the channel. Now, big perk, you mentioned the superstar talk. That was a big topic around Jalen Brunson this entire year. Now, I want to play this soundbite from Draymond Green on the Draymond Green Show. This is what he had to say about Jalen Brunson just yesterday. I want to play this clip and let's react to it on the other side. Here is Draymond Green. Here he is.
Oh, The conundrum that I've been kind of caught in dealing with on Jalen Brunson, jury's still out. And again, I got nothing but love and respect for Jalen Brunson and love his game and respect his game. But I'm talking about to go to the promised land. Can he be your best player to go to the promised land? I don't know. But damn, is he balling. He doing.
What you think? Can he be the player to take this team to the promised land? What you think about Draymond Green's quote there?
Well, number one, we could say that about a lot of players. We could have said that about, you know, Russell Westbrook. We could have said that about James Harden. We could say that about Joel Embiid. Damn it, they still haven't taken their team to the promised land. So yeah. At the end of the day, when a person show you who they are, you got to believe them. At what point are they going to start believing that this man is really like that? Now, do I expect the Knicks to win a championship this year? I don't, because I believe that with missing Julius Randle, yeah. You do need that other all-star. You don't need a three-headed monster, but you right. do need a two-headed monster yeah. to go and complete the mission. Let's be honest here. Would I be surprised if the Knicks make it to the NBA Finals? Hell no. Let me explain why. Did you see what happened with Kristaps Porzingis last night? Got injured. So now the playing field has leveled up, okay? So when I hear people like Draymond, and I respect Draymond's knowledge a lot. Some, you know, I don't agree with a lot of shit that he say. He probably feels the same way about me. But when I hear these certain people talk about, you know, are still straddling the fence with Jalen Brunson, to me, it's just almost to the point where they have too much pride to say, damn, I was wrong. I was wrong. Yeah, because he can be a 1A to lead a team into winning the championship. Hell, he did it at the college level. Matter of fact, he won two of them. Now, I get it, right? It's a different level. You got to win, you know, four seven-game series. But if he has another bona fide all-star caliber player alongside of him, a Robin, hell yeah, he could get it done.
Yeah.
And there's no disrespect to OG and Anobi. There's no disrespect to Dante. There's no disrespect to Josh Hart, Isaiah Hartenstein, McBride. None of them, because I love them. But you still need that number two to go and complete the mission.
Who's the guy? If it's not Julius, who's the guy?
I would love it to be Julius, man, because he's been rocking, right?
Yeah.
The ups and downs.
He was a day one here.
Yeah, he been in the trenches, and he ain't ducked from it. He ain't ran from it. But, you know, I'm looking, and I'm like, man, it's going to be a lot of disgruntled superstars that's gonna be coming up this offseason. The Knicks are eye candy right now. By the way, let me say this. James Dolan, whatever he got going on outside of the basketball world, you know, that's his business. But what he has done a great job of putting people in position to make this franchise successful. Yeah. Winners. When you talk about Leon Rose, when you talk about William Wesley, those guys are winners. And if you don't believe me, go look at who really formed that big three down there in Miami and made that happen with D-Wade, Braun, and Bosch. Those Leon Rose. You know what I mean? Like, and when I think about how they did it from the ground up, I got to give a lot of credit to them. Getting Tibbs in there, getting the players around Tibbs, and the books are not cooked.
Yeah.
They still got room to go out and do. Yeah, and do whatever. Yeah. My thing is, I want to watch the Knicks make this run, because I'm going to say this to you, CP. I hope you agree with me. If the Knicks don't make it to the Eastern Conference Finals this year, in my eyes, it's a failure. In my opinion, it's there for them to get with this squad that they have. Okay, and then let the chips fall where they may. But after their season is done, got to be very, very careful on what you want to add to this team. Right, who you may want to add to this team, because everybody might not fit. And you don't want to add anything that's going to stop Jalen Brunson from being the best version of Jalen Brunson. You also don't want to take away the tenacity and the family vibe that you done created with this Knick team. So you got to be careful. But, man, I'm enjoying this. CP, I ain't going to lie, bro. I'm enjoying this. I'm enjoying the hell out of it because I love guys that's going to get down and dirty, man. Yeah. Like, real talk, get down and dirty in the mud. What they did putting on that defensive clinic down there in Philly in game four, that was everything.
Yeah, how about OG, man? The switch that Tibbs made, Hartenstein picks up five, no Mitchell Robinson, OG Anunoby on the defense on MB. Talk about that, man.
I was wondering why Tibbs didn't go to that earlier because – you know, I knew Tibbs was going to make that adjustment, but I'm like, why didn't he go to it earlier? We watching Embiid, and I'm like, he's really hanging around the perimeter as strong and athletic as OG Anunoby is. Let him crowd him, get into him. By the way, monster game.
Monster.
16 points, dog. 14 rebounds.
Yeah.
Just a dog.
Dog. Incredible defense, man. You played for Tibbs in the Celtics days. What did you see from him in those days that you see with this team now? What did you learn from him in those days?
See, in order to play, they had that dumbass poll, right?
Yeah, the players poll.
Where they went and asked a lot of players, you know, and all these players were saying they don't want to play for Tibbs. Well, Tibbs don't want y'all ass either. Because you can't be a teacup poodle and play for Tibbs.
Right.
You gotta be a Rottweiler. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You can't bark. You got to be ready to bite. And you got to match his energy. See, what people don't realize is, we used to mess with Tibbs, me and KG all the time, because we were the anchor on the defense. And so we had a special connection with Tibbs because Tibbs was our defensive coordinator. And I want y'all to realize how special Tibbs is defensively. I love Doc Rivers. That's my guy. But Doc Rivers has not been the same when he goes and coach other places without Tom Thibodeau on his side. They was a 1-2 punch. Doc handled the offense, Tibbs handled the defense. And we used to mess with Tibbs all the time because we'll land back in Boston from a road trip at, 3 in the morning. Tibbs in his office at 5:30, getting it in, getting ready for the next game. We used to be like, man, look, man, go on a date or something, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? Go take it. Yeah, real talk, CP, go. But you got to love it.
Yeah.
But you could tell the players that he got around him, they strictly about basketball. The professionalism. We don't hear about any outside noise going on when it comes down to the New York Knicks, right? We know that these guys are true professionals, and that's another thing you got to love.
True indeed, man. Once again, we talking a big perk. Everybody throw a big perk in the chat right now to salute Kendrick Perkins. And shout out to whoever. Somebody sniped Tibbs at the gas station this morning, 6 a.m., pumping his own gas. So yeah,
that's Tibbs.
There you go, man. You played in 143 playoff games. You started in 129. What's the hardest thing about closing out a series? Why is it so difficult?
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Because, I mean, all the pressure is on you, right? Like, the team that's coming in, they have zero pressure. So it feel like all the shots, the rebounds, the moments, the possessions just mean that much more. And that team don't want to go home. So you're going to get their best punch. And so, I mean, really, you just think about the keys, right? You want to start off great. You want to make sure you finish each quarter great. You want to finish the first half great. And you want to go into the fourth quarter, especially when you're at home with them looking defeated. You want the crowd in the game. You want all that energy. But that's the hardest thing, man. I mean, it's still, it's just about going out there and competing. And when you have a team like the Knicks, you don't worry about the closeout games because you the only thing you have to question is, are their energy level going to be there? Yeah, it's going to be there. Are they going to have the same edge? Hell yeah, they're going to have the same edge. The Knicks, look, in game four, they shot, what, 43% from the field, 25% from three?
Yeah.
And won the game? I don't think it can get no worse than that.
Right.
I don't think it can get no worse than that.
We haven't seen their best, man. We haven't seen their best. No. First two games is supporting cast carrying Brunson. Last two is Brunson carrying, but timely defense. I mean, the whole Philly to 92, when the Knicks only scored 97, that defense, like you said, from OG, from Precious Achiuwa, Josh Hart, 15 boards. I mean, Deuce McBride. How about Deuce McBride, man? He's been my unsung hero this series.
And CP, Deuce is only going to get better as the playoffs go along, right? Yeah. Like, his confidence is going to continue to grow. He already got the swag. He's already, you could tell a hooper and a bucket getter when you see one.
Yeah. Easy. Yeah.
And I'm not gassing this team, but I'm glad everybody is finally taking notice that, like, this team is the real deal. Let me say this, though, CP.
Yeah.
Man, I want y'all, look, for me, man, y'all stall Stephen A. out, man.
Oh, he's out of there. I mean, we brought you here. We didn't invite him.
I know, but when I say stall him out, like, give him a pass. This why. Hold on. This is why. The man, listen, he is a diehard Knicks fan, okay? I understand, and I corrected him on television many occasions when he was wrong about Jalen Brunson. His mind frame was caught in the same mind frame of all the others around the NBA that you need to go out and go big fish hunting, yeah. Right? I need to go get the big fish, the Donovan Mitchell, or the Kevin Durant, and not really recognizing that he actually did land a big fish. You know what I mean?
Right.
And Jalen Brunson. And it's okay to start from the bottom and get it all the way up. Now, I'm saying, look, y'all got to give him heat because he was wrong about Jalen Brunson.
Oh, yeah.
But I will say from being in the studio with him, being in the green room, watching the Knicks game with him, I ain't going to lie. His love is real though. He done made a couple fuck-ups, but his love is real, man. Come on, CP.
I got to let the people in the chat decide, man, because
I understand. It's going to take time.
I got a lot of issues, man.
I just want to tell you it's coming from my side,
yeah.
From me actually watching it, is really coming from a genuine place.
The thing I don't like, you know, he's so emotional. He's a polarizing on one side, polarizing on the other side. He messing up players' name. He goes to the garden. He's sitting front row. He's not even watching. I see him. He's in his phone. He's the type of person that Kelly Oubre is talking about. The person that goes there don't even know what's going on in the game. I seen him leaving early, Big Perk. You can't leave early, Big Perk.
You look. And he deserves all the heat, right? He deserves all the heat. But with that being said, he's taking the heat. But me just behind the scenes, forget the television, Stephen A. Me behind the scenes of actually watching a game with him on several occasions, especially in this postseason, the love is really genuine. Now, y'all got to give him heat for, you know, the blasphemy that he spit out.
Yeah,
know,
we can't come.
I understand that. But I'm just telling you, I ain't, the love is real genuine. It's he just messed up, you know, I understand. But you know what I'm saying? You know, yeah.
Because, listen, we already had to pack up Max Kellerman. We packed his bags years ago when we started this show. You know what I'm saying? We packed him up. That's my guy. Hey, I hit him up the other day. That's my guy still.
CP, I will tell you this. Yeah. Man, when the Knicks are good, it's so great for the game of basketball.
Yeah.
I didn't – but like, real talk, bro, I didn't really notice it until this year. But when the Knicks are good – it is great for the entire league and the entire fan base of the NBA, bro. I'm not bullshitting. It is everything.
It's everything, man. Like, I told your guy Mark Spears, I said, yo, we're going to be deep in Philly. He was like, oh, nah, you don't know the Philly fans. They this, they that. I said, Mark, we're going to take over. And that's what we did Sunday, national TV coverage. Big Perk, man. Yo, listen, you are on a rocket in this media game. What's next for you? What do you got plans? What's some of your goals in this space, man?
Man, you know what? I just want to continue to, you know, perfect my craft. I'm on my last year of my contract with ESPN right now, so okay. My contract is up in August. So, you know, I want to see what they're going to bring to the table, you know, and how they view me and how they value me. But at the end of the day, bro, CP, I just want to continue to be a student of the game, continue to learn this space, continue to get better at this space, because there's always room for improvement. Am I going to be right all the time? Probably not, but 90% of the time, damn it, I'm right. I'm on point.
Yeah. But you stand on business, Bert.
But real talk, you know, it's about punching in the clock, man. You know, it's about actually watching the games and actually studying these players and learning the history of these cultures and you know, how they were developed. And, you know, because I tell you what, man, if you learn a lot about a player, a coach, and, like, their upbringing, their background, and things to that nature, then you can have a different appreciation for that player while he's on the floor. But far as me, I just want to keep thriving. I had so many regrets, CP, as a player. You know, I would never change that I had a 14-year NBA career, you know, went to the NBA Finals, 5-time NBA champion. But I felt like it could have been longer, and I felt like it could have been better. And so when I got into this media space, I was like, you know what? This, I would never have regrets, you know, while I'm in here. I'm going to make sure I could do everything that I could control at the best that I can. And so I don't want to have any regrets. I want to make sure I continue to do my homework, continue to punch in the clock, but I also want to make sure that I continue to be me, authentic, genuine. I ain't trying to be a numbers guy.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to be an analytics guy. No, I'm just trying to be Big Perk. I'm trying to be a country boy from Beaumont, Texas, coming on television, talking this shit, talking this game, and appreciating the game.
There you go, man. Well said, KP. KP dropping gems in the chat. Throw some fives in the chat for KP, because we got a lot of aspiring content creators in the chat, and that's what we want to do on this platform, man. Yeah, we love talking about the game, but we want to inspire the next generation or anybody that's looking to pivot, because you can't be afraid of the pivot, man. So, KP, we wish you the best luck. Oh, yeah, hopefully we see you at the Garden, man. Eastern Conference Finals,
man. I'm telling y'all, I'm on my way.
Let's go.
The problem that I'm running into is that majority of the time, well, all the time, I'm working out of L.A.,
okay.
Right? And the 2 days that I got off, I have to get back home to my wife and my 4 kids.
Yeah.
But I'm already setting something up, because it's about to be a second round for the Knicks. I'm already setting something up. Damn it, I'm coming to the Garden, and I'm going to make it official. I'm going to hold my word to it, because I need to be in the Garden. I need to witness this action.
Yeah, you got to be in it.
I'm going to have a camera. I'm going to be Hollywood now, because I'm going to have a camera following
got
me
to.
Because it's going to be epic. I got to embrace this.
Got to, man. Well, like I said, we know you're busy, man, so we appreciate the time. Let's get to it. Let's go, Knicks. And thanks for representing us. The Governor.
Hey, man, continue to be great. Love you, bro.
Yes, sir. The Governor. All love, KP. The Governor, ladies and gentlemen, Kendrick Perkins. Throw some fives in the chat. Another classic, classic KFTV production, man. We got 3,000 people in the chat. The chat is going crazy right now. I told y'all we wasn't playing around for the playoffs, man. We were coming with the heavy hitters. So let's go. Hit the like button, hit the share button, subscribe to the channel. Chop up the content. Big Perk standing on business. He came to the number one show for the fans by the fans, and he earned his stripes. Watch the city fall in love with us. Let's go. Clyde Frazier with the hand skis. Game time, 7 o'clock. Elimination time. Let's go, Knicks, man. I got to get to the Garden in a little bit. I got to pack up merch. I got a lot to do. But we had to get this Kendrick Perkins interview done. And with your help, we got it done, man. So continue to like, share, and subscribe. All right, a couple of quick announcements for my franchise channel members. The chat is going crazy. I can't even see you guys. The chat is going crazy even on slow-mo mode. For our franchise channel members, this month's giveaway, we're going to announce the winner probably tonight, most likely tonight. We talked about the playoff action. We talked about, you know, just needed to be there. And for our franchise channel members, we are going to take you there, man, because this month's free giveaway for our members is going to be a Knicks playoff t-shirt. This is what they hang over the seats at the Garden. A Jalen Brunson, Derrick Rose cover of Slam in the plastic. This was last year's edition. And then you're going to get the Kith Knight, this year's Kith Knight poster. It's got a couple of Knicks in here, a couple of old Knicks, and a poster of Carmelo Anthony. So that's going to be your package going to one lucky franchise channel member for their support. And we appreciate it, man. It's a support like this that makes this channel go round. I'm going to read the super chats as well. The chat was going crazy so many times, it crashed my webpage on YouTube. I lost the chat. I lost the YouTube twice because the chat was spiraling out of control. Salute. Salute to Nikki Pipes. Shout out to Nikki Pipes. $100 super chat. Says, big perk salute. See you guys at the Garden tonight. Nikki Pipes, if you're there, man, I'll be there. I'll be in 103, I think. So check me out. GQ20 says, big perk. Let's get CP, the voice of Knicks fans, on First Take. Then we can talk about Stephen A. getting a pass. Or worse take. And shout out to Big Perk for holding it down. TM, what are you laughing at? The chat crashed out? Yeah, the chat crashed out on us. No games. No games, no gimmicks. The chat crashed out on us, man. Y'all went crazy, man. Well, salute. This is what we do. When I tell y'all it's the number one show for the fans by the fans, why is it? Because the fans in the chat are in there heavy. So to everybody in the chat, all our franchise channel members, all our mods, all our day ones, if you guys are on the lunchtime grind right now, throw a hashtag grind in the chat. Hector Vasquez throwing the KFTV symbols up. So let's go. Remember that today's show is also sponsored by Underdog Fantasy, man. Play Underdog Fantasy's daily fantasy draft and pick'ems before tonight's game for your chance to win. Especially in the pick'ems, you pick between 2 to 6 players and you predict whether or not those players are going to go higher or lower than the given stat projection that Underdog Fantasy has on a given night. CK2K will be on the play-by-play tonight, so CK will give you his picks and we'll follow along together. But if you're interested in playing, go to underdogfantasy.com, use our code KFTV for an instant deposit match of up to $100. Okay, what else? Big perk, huh? Big perk. Okay, also the KFTV watch party tonight at Sucker Punch. You know how we do, man. Game 5 watch party. Go to kftvwatch.com. Tickets are going. Tickets are flying off the shelf. It's Elimination Tuesday, man. Can the Knicks get it done? We shall see. But make sure you guys go to kftvwatch.com for your tickets. If you guys want to call in, react to it, I'll keep the Discord up. I'll jump in on the Discord for about 5 minutes. I'm going to get to the super chats. All the super chats are going to be read here. K Marco, $20 super chat, says Stephen A is not a real fan, bro. He's been lost that card. See you tonight. So shout out to K Marco. K Marco standing on. I told Perk, I said, look, we got to go to the people. What do the people, think about this? What do the people think about this? Okay. And here it is. Yeah, Stephen A. left his courtside seat near the Heat bench with 9:33 left. I was there. I was there. I told Big Perk, man. So he's got to tread lightly. Now, Big Perk, they work together. They work extensively. So maybe he's got, a different perspective. We respect everybody's perspective here. But I know some fans are not as forgiving. And we respect that as well. We respect that as well. Okay. What else we got here? I'm going to get to some more super chats. Like I said, I got to get to the merch shop. KnicksFanTV.com. Get your New York versus the World merch. We just got the restock. So everybody that placed orders, your shipments are going out today. And we will have more merch left. More snapbacks coming also on either tomorrow or Thursday. Snapbacks coming either tomorrow or Thursday. Okay, and like I said, Knicks watch party, KFTV watch party at Sucker Punch tonight. Go to kftvwatch.com for your tickets. All right, let me see what other super chats we got. Talento, salute, always in here, franchise channel member. Glenn Corbett, welcome to the franchise channel memberships, man. Gotta be legend. $10,000 Costa Rican cologne. Salute to Knicks Nation. CP, salute. Salute, Big Perk. It finally happened. Thank you for pulling up. I would have loved to have read these during the show, but knowing that Perk had a tight window, you know, he talked about his schedule. He's got to get to family time, so you got to respect these people's time. So I kind of had to make it a rapid-fire show. Will N, $5 Super Chat, says props to Perk for giving credit where credit is due. Some people forget that Tibbs was one of the main reasons Doc even got a chip in 2008. Will N standing on it. The Rhyme Animal Chuck D, $10 Super Chat. Says the Knicks Nation invasion shut down major media and stunned all the pundits. Carry the hell on. Let's go. Welcome, Big Perk. This year, we are a powerful story making all else look less interesting. Shout out to the Rhyme Animal Chuck D, man, and always in here. Oh, we saw the boy Wonder, Lloyd Banks, in here. Everybody throw a happy birthday to Lloyd Banks. And Banks is still in here. Happy birthday to Blue Hef. I don't think he's in here anymore, but either way, if he's watching replay, gang, everybody throw a happy birthday to Lloyd Banks or hit him up on Twitter on behalf of KFTV, man. Happy birthday to Lloyd. Sin07, franchise channel member, $5 super chat says, salute, salute, salute to CP and Big Perk. Hit that thumbs up button for you boys. L. Ray Tibbs getting props from Perk. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. He gave us a good story on that too, man. Shout out My Two Cents franchise channel members. It's all grit, close-knit, no quit. That is the sign that is above the Knicks locker room. Describes the squad, KFTV and Big Perk. Just keep being 100 and checking Richard Jefferson. Let's go, Knicks. Salute to peace. Constantine franchise channel member says, Big Perk in the house. Let's close it out tonight. I will be in the building. I'm already going crazy. Peace to the international Knicks. Shout out to Germany. Let's go. Shout out to Constantine and our friends in Germany. Okay. Let's go. Matt Godfrey. Franchise channel member, salute. Salute to Julius. $5 super chat says, salute Big Perk. Had Brunson's back when all the others said he wasn't that 1A. In the great words of Big Perk, carry the hell on. Johnny Whale, franchise channel member, salute. Salute to Business Boog. Prince are going out. The New York versus the world Prince are going out this week. Just got off the phone with Chris Murray before, the artist Chris Murray, before this show. So he's printing them, he's autographing them personally, and the prints will be going out this week. Do Things, shout out my guy Do Things, says, salute guys. Yo, Big Perk, the only missing piece is you. The books is not cooked up, so pull. Thank you for sticking with us and carry the hell on. John Global, shout out to John Global, $10 Super Chat, franchise channel member, says, we locking it down like the armed forces tonight. Shout out to Big Perk for joining the family, Knicks in 5. Shout out JR, $5 Super Chat. Thank you, Big Perk, for supporting the New York Knicks. It's going to be tough to give SAS a pass. Salute to Maxamed Hoos. It says, Canada loves CP. Salute to everybody up north, man. That's my home away from home. Salute to all my cousins and all my family up there, man. Big up to all of them, for sure. The Real Two Fly, $5 Super Chat says, hey, CP, we gotta up your watch game if you're going to be courtside getting TV action. Check DMs. Real Two Fly, my watch game. Oh, my watch is on point, bro. Get your own, buddy. Charlie Correa, $5 Super Chat says, no other fan base like Knicks fans. Every W is a party in the city. Let's go, Knicks. Let's go. Redman's MagFed. Hold on. Redman's MagFed Games. Dude, our super chat says, real Knicks fans go down with their ship. Let's go. WizBKLA says, would Perk accept coach, GM, or VP in the NBA? Interesting. Perk is assistant coach, Madison Square Garden. Play-by-play tonight. Let's go. Anthony Schifano says, salute, CP. Salute, salute. K Marco says, Stephen A is not a real Knicks fan, bro. He's been lost out. Okay, got that from K Marco. $20 super chat from LaShawn Paul. Salute to my cousin. Says, let's go. Shout out CP and the entire KFTV Nation. Let's get this win. Rhyme Animal Chuck D, $5 super chat says, SAS got to go. Redemption Summer, Knicks Nation Church. Baptism dunked in the water, boy. And shout out to Owen Christian, franchise channel member, for the donation, man. So yeah, that's the story, my guys. I mean, another classic in the books. Hit the like button, hit the share button, subscribe to the channel. If you guys are going to Sucker Punch, I'll see you there for the pregame. If you guys are headed to the Garden, I'll see you there for the game. We getting ready, man. We getting ready. I gotta save a little bit of energy, man. I'm trying to get a second win here. Still recovering from game 4, but game 5 is important. We gotta be there for the guys, and hopefully they close it out, because no Dame, no Giannis for the Bucks. Looks like the Pacers are getting ready to chill out for a little bit. So there you go. All right. Will Aquino jumps in the chat, says, where's Perk at? I mean, who wants to tell him? Salute to everybody for tapping it, man. Hit that like button, hit the share button, subscribe to the channel, and appreciate the support, man. Remember that the show is available on all audio podcast channels, all major ones. If you did miss it, rewind and join the replay gang, man. We out of here. Enjoy the day. Let's go. Let's go next, baby. Let's go.